Are you running Google Ads but not getting any results? There's a good chance your ads are ineffective because you're targeting the wrong keywords or you're not filtering out the right negative keywords. So to solve this for you, in today's video, I'll be showing you how you can find highly targeted local keywords and filter out negative keywords using Google's free keyword planner. Local keyword research is crucial for Google Ads campaigns, especially for local service businesses like roofers, plumbers, landscapers, or anything similar. The reason why is because it helps in creating targeted, relevant ads that are more likely to reach a local audience. So stick around until the end and you'll be a wizard in creating winning ads by targeting the right local keywords. First, you want to log into Google Ads account, and from there you can access the Keyword Planner from Tools and Settings. Now there are two different ways we can start finding local keywords. The first way is to start with a website. You can put your competitor's website link over here and Google will give you all the keywords from that website and you can use it for your own Google Ads campaign. The second way, and this is the one we recommend, is to click on Start with Keywords and put in your service. For this video, we'll put in roofing. As you can see, Google pulls up all these different keywords related to roofing. Now, let me talk you through the dashboard. Here you have the average monthly searches besides each keyword. This shows us how many times a particular keyword is being searched in a month. Next, you can see the competition. This tells us the level of competition on each keyword. After that, you have top of page bid, low range, which indicates the minimum cost you can pay when targeting a keyword. Similarly, the top of page bid, high range, shows you the maximum amount you could be charged for the same keyword. Now we want to change the location from the UK to London because we want local keywords. From here, you can see all the keywords and the volume of searches in the London area and their bid ranges. Whenever you want to find local keywords, always change the location to your town or county because the data will be more accurate and Google will give you better keyword suggestions and ideas. You can also change the timeline to last 6 months. This will give you even more accurate data on what people are searching for in the last 6 months as opposed to last year. So now that you have all the keywords and the data, you want to do two things: build a high buyer intent local keyword list and build a negative keyword list for our ads. A negative keyword list will make sure that your ad doesn't show up for irrelevant searches. So go through all these keywords and start selecting keywords that you don't want your ads to show up for. So for example, if you don't do conservatory roof replacement, you can remove conservatory. In long roofing, you put in long as a negative keyword. Similarly, if you don't do rubber roofing, you could also put this in your negative keywords list. And you can do the same for lantern roofing. An easy way to do this is to go to filter and select keywords. Then click on does not contain and put in these negative keywords and click apply. Now Google will remove all the keywords with these terms. You can also filter keywords from the refine keywords section. If you look in the brand and non-brand section, all of these options are brands within the roofing industry. So like here, for example, you don't want your ads showing up to anyone looking for roofing parts in Wix. So remove Wix. Similarly, remove the competitors like R&R Roofing and Regal Roofing. Remove Toolstation also because people searching for these keywords will be looking for roofing tools or parts and we don't want our ads to show up for any of these searches. In the material selection, if you don't do rubber roofing, you can remove rubber and it will take out all the keywords related to rubber roofing. In the service section, you can remove roof replacement if you don't offer that service. Also, remove liquid if you don't do liquid roofing. Basically, go through the entire refine keywords section and keep the keywords that you provide a service for and remove the ones that you don't. As you can see, our keyword list is much smaller now and these keywords closely represent our services. Now from this filtered list, we want to select keywords with high buying intent that will lead to conversions. So now we're going to make ad groups with different keywords and for each different ad group, we want to build a different landing page. So for example, we'll have one ad group for roof repairs, another one for roof replacement, a third one for near me, and a fourth ad group for flat roof. So that if someone is searching for roof repairs, we'll direct them to a dedicated landing page for roof repairs, and we'll also do the same for roof replacement and flat roofs. You want to create a different landing page for each different service you provide. Now to find different segments of keywords for our ad groups, go to filters, click on keywords, select contains, and put in repairs. Now Google will show us all the keywords with the word repair in it. Now we can start selecting the keywords that are most applicable to us. So roof repairs near me, roof repairs, and also roof leak repairs. Now flat roof repairs can be at separate ad groups. We won't select that one here. We'll continue to select keywords which have high buying intent. Now we can copy these keywords and paste them in our Excel sheet. For our next ad group, we'll put the word replacement in contains in the filter option. Now we can start selecting keywords such as roof replacement cost, roof replacement, and flat roof replacement. We can copy these keywords in our Excel sheet, and this will be our second ad group. We can also make an ad group for keywords containing near me. You can see keywords like roofing companies near me have high volume of monthly searches, so they're worth targeting. We can go through all these keywords, select the ones with high buyer intent, and copy and paste them in our Excel sheet. Now let's do one last ad group for flat roofing. Again, go to the filter and add flat, and then start selecting the keywords such as flat roof repairs near me, and all the other keywords with high search volumes. Then copy these keywords and paste them into our Excel sheet as well. And now you can start running the ads and test which ad group brings in the most conversions. You can stop the ones that are not bringing any conversions and allocate more budget to the ones that are. So that is basically how you do local keyword research. You want to filter out all the keywords you don't want your ads to show up for, filter out all the companies and brands that don't represent the service you provide, then select keywords with high search volume and high buying intent and make separate ad groups for each. Finally, make dedicated landing pages for ad groups with keywords for different services. So you'll want to have a different landing page for flat roofs, roof installations, and roof repairs like we've done here. And there you go. Thank you for watching until the end. I hope you got a lot out of the video. So our goal here is to help you generate the best quality leads so you can fill out your diary with more customers and grow your business. And that's it from me. And by the way, if lead generation is a problem for you right now, then there's a link in the description that will help you solve that problem in under 3 minutes. I want to say a big thank you again for watching this video. If you want to see more like this, please like and subscribe, and also leave a comment in the comment section if you have any questions at all. We read and respond to all the comments we get. Have a great day. I'll see you on the next one.